Welcome back to the special Memorial Day broadcast of Minnesota Military Radio, brought to you in part by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Federal Ammunition, and XL Energy. Find more information at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. John Justice will be back tomorrow morning. This is kind of a tradition. It's our 13th year on the air for Memorial Day, and we try to bring in as many guests as we can to talk about what the day is all about. And we'd like to thank Chaplain Wynn for stopping in for the 6 o'clock hour. He's always a good sport. Doug, he gets up early and comes over, and he was all dressed up in uniform, but he's got some appearances today.
Yeah, it is. It's always good to see him, and we know that the chaplains have a very, very productive day on Memorial Day, going off to do the services and honor our fallen. So it's great to have him in and spend a little bit of time with us in the morning.
And it's what it's all about, Memorial Day, a time to remember those who have fallen and given their lives to create and keep this wonderful country, best country on the face of the earth. And how could we do it without our military, without our veterans, and of course without those who have fallen and given all of their tomorrows, so we could have today a day like this?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Tom. We can't thank those enough, and I don't know that we can pay enough tribute to those who have paid that ultimate sacrifice.
You are so correct, Doug. And this hour, the 7 o'clock hour, our special guest in the studio is Commissioner Brad Lindsay from Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and we're going to check in with the DAV, Minneapolis VA Healthcare System, and Representative Tom Emmer's calling in later. So joining us here now is Brad Lindsay. Brad, thanks for getting up and coming over to visit with us this morning on this Memorial Day.
Good morning, Tom, Doug. Yeah, I felt like it was back in the Army. It was stand to this morning for me.
we were talking about that sentry duty in the middle of the night. We were thinking about those things, too. I think you had a busy day yesterday. The state cemeteries, that was their day, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yeah, all of our 4 state veteran cemeteries hold their Memorial Day events on the Sunday prior. So I did kind of a twofer yesterday. As I said, I went down to Preston because we have the veterans home there and the veterans cemetery, and they decided for the first time since the home opened that they would do a combined Memorial Day event. So I went down and spoke at that event, and we were lucky to have all but 5 of the home's residents come out to the cemetery and attend as well. So it was a great first Memorial Day for them in their new home. And, you know, weather could have been a little better. It was a little chilly and I underdressed, but it was still a wonderful way to recognize those we've lost and especially those in the last year or so.
I have to imagine that as the commissioner, the opportunity to go to Preston, in your case yesterday, but to travel the state to see what the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs has accomplished with the new homes, 3 new homes, the 4th cemetery that was added last year. I mean, that is got to be a great feeling for you, and you're the guy. You're in charge of this.
Yeah, it's quite the honor and quite the amazing thing. You know, I often talk about when I started with the department, we had 28 employees and 1 cemetery. We're going to be up to about 1,800 employees here pretty soon with the 8 homes and then the 4 cemeteries. And now this session, we just got authority to start planning for another cemetery and seek funding for that up in Northwest Minnesota. So one day we'll be at 5 there. So.
Yeah, I had Dave Swantek on the radio show a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about that when that approval finally came through. And, you know, of course, this isn't an announcement that it's going to happen like now, but at least we can start the planning, and it could be a several-year process, though, before there's a shovel in the ground.
Of course, yeah. Just people don't recognize the difficulty just in locating the land. It's not as simple as just having a piece of land available. There's a lot goes into it, soil samples and studies and everything else to make sure it's suitable for a facility like that. So it takes some time, and hopefully, like in a couple of the other cases, we've got the opportunity to maybe get some donated land or some partnerships with, you know, counties, cities, and things like that. So.
Now, Commissioner, we feel kind of part of this because Minnesota Military Radio has been on the air for almost 14 years. And I had Dave on when he was opening up the second home and the third home. And now Doug's had him on for the last and talking about Bemidji. So we kind of feel like partners of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs.
Absolutely. You've been there every step of the way and helping us get the word out so vets know what's going on.
It's our pleasure. Commissioner, Doug just got back from a special mission. We sent him to Normandy, France.
Yeah.
Because it's the 80th anniversary of D-Day.
Absolutely.
And we're going to play out three special shows the next 3 weeks on the weekends on Minnesota Military Radio, Normandy 123. It's going to be a separate page put up. There's a bonus four shows, some other things. But what better way to start talking about Memorial Day than all of those troops that hit the beaches? And you were at the Normandy American Cemetery. That had to be, you mentioned that last hour. Had to be even more emotional than standing in the middle of Fort Snelling like I was yesterday.
Yeah, it's tough to describe because, you know, one, you're in a foreign country, but there's American troops buried on that land. And this isn't surprising, but as I looked around at the cemetery, pristine, the alignment of the headstones, absolutely perfect. It's what you would expect. As if we were at one of our state cemeteries, state veteran cemeteries, or even out at Fort Snelling. And that's because it is operated by the American Battle Monuments Commission. And they take great pride in these monuments to our service members.
So, Commissioner, how has Memorial Day impacted your life? I know you're a veteran. You've served over at the MDVA for a couple decades. This is all about what we do, isn't it?
Absolutely. One thing I said yesterday is, we have benefits that take a veteran from the moment they're discharged, basically, to the moment they leave this earth and after. One of the best things about, when I became deputy commissioner and being in charge of the cemeteries is, unfortunately, a lot of veterans, the first benefit they ever receive as a veteran are their memorial benefits or the burial benefits in a state or national cemetery. So we take that very seriously, and it's a sacred charge to us. And as Doug said, we keep those locations in pristine conditions to honor those folks and their families who come to visit them in perpetuity.
Commissioner, I'd like to take this opportunity just to clarify something. On the federal basis, the federal VA has the VA healthcare system, the Veterans Benefit Administration, and then, of course, the federal cemeteries. But here in Minnesota, we have the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and you're here to help Minnesota veterans.
Absolutely. We kind of shadow them somewhat in the way we're set up. We have our cemeteries and we have our benefits side of things, and then of course our healthcare side with the homes. But we're separate and independent, and I often say we fill gaps that we see in some of the federal services for veterans, and where we're not filling gaps, we're providing advocacy to help those veterans receive those federal benefits.
And you work closely with the County Veteran Service Officers and the Commander's Task Force, which is made up of all the veteran service organizations.
They are the boots on the ground. If you need something veteran-related, you go see that County Veteran Service Officer, or you go see one of the veteran service organizations, and they'll tell you to go see your County Veteran Service Officer.
And then your department, you have programs and services and the veterans' homes.
Correct. Correct, yes. And as I said earlier, our eight veterans' homes and our four cemeteries, but everything in between. We have our claims offices assisting veterans with their VA disability and pension claims. We have our own state programs, state soldiers assistance programs to assist. We've got our education benefits through the Minnesota GI Bill. We have a little bit of everything, and we're always constantly evolving. We just did a study last year, I believe it was, looking to see into the future if there was any upcoming needs that we could start planning for and adjusting some of the benefits we have or adding additional benefits. And so I think we're going to see some changes here in the next couple of years as well to evolve as our veterans evolve.
You know, Commissioner, you talk about all of these different benefits, and it's amazing the number of Minnesota service members and families that still aren't aware of many of the benefits that are provided. You know, we do our best here on Minnesota Military Radio to have on regular guests talk about benefits that are available to our service members here in Minnesota. And I think that really stresses the importance of service members, of family members, to have that connection with the county veteran service officer, because that really is the place where they've got the most recent current information.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it actually boggles my mind when I find out veterans are unaware of certain things, because when you live it like we do,
right,
it seems like it's out there everywhere and you see it all the time. But yeah, there's just so many veterans who don't see things. And, you know, one of the things I've said too is it changes all the time. Just because you saw a county veteran service officer 2-3 years ago and you didn't necessarily qualify, or some medical condition you had wasn't a presumptive disability for some exposure in service, the laws change. The PACT Act here was a huge change and added all kinds of things, especially for Agent Orange and toxic exposure in the Gulf War and Iraq and Afghanistan, places like that. So it's not a static situation. You should always go back. If things arise in your life and you have changes and impacts on your health, it's worthwhile to go talk again to that county veteran service officer and see if it might be connected in some way.
State legislature and the Congress are always out there doing something. And of course, they passed that PACT Act, and I think the VA told us last week on the show that they've had 1 million new claims they've processed since that happened.
It's staggering. So we got to get that word out. And you know, sometimes those veterans have passed as well, and it might be too late for them, but a lot of times there's survivor benefits for their families.
Commissioner, we just got about a minute left and we have to go to break, but you opened 3 new homes in the last year. You're working on these state cemeteries. You've got all these benefits going out there. Is your department hiring?
Yes, we are. We are always hiring. Actually, this last week, good news, 2 of the new state veterans' homes passed their VA recognition survey, which means we can go ahead and finish filling those locations to capacity. And because of that, we need more staff to be able to get us to the capacity and make sure that we're maximizing those facilities for the veterans in those communities.
And these are good state jobs, good benefits, good retirement, and an opportunity to help take care of our veterans.
All of the above. Best mission in the state.
So the best thing you can do for our listeners, if you're interested, go to Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. I'm sure there's a quicker way to do that, but I don't know what it is, Commissioner. So we'll go with that. Doug, we're going to have an exciting hour with the Commissioner. We're going to talk to the Disabled American Veterans. Director Kelly from the Minneapolis VA Healthcare Center is calling in, and we're going to chat with Representative Tom Emmer and find out why things are constantly changing.
Right. It's going to be some great conversations ahead. This is a special Memorial Day broadcast of Minnesota Military Radio. It's brought to you in part by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Federal Ammunition, and Xcel Energy. You can get more information at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to our special Memorial Day broadcast of Minnesota Military Radio, which is brought to you in part by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Federal Ammunition, and Xcel Energy. Find more information at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons. I'm here with my Minnesota Military Radio partner, Doug Wortham, and we're speaking to Commissioner Brad Lindsay from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Our regular programming will be back tomorrow, but this is our special Memorial Day program. And Doug, you had a question. We were talking about the fact that a lot of veterans don't really know all their benefits, and sometimes I think some of the veteran service organizations could maybe do a little better, but a guy's got to want to know too.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Commissioner, the service bonus, which was appropriated through the state legislative process, that money is going to come to an end, meaning the application period, it ends pretty quick. I'm just wondering if you might be able to give us an update on that and where we stand and how people might be able to get an application in.
Yeah. Thanks for mentioning that, Doug. Yeah, we got about $39 million for those who served after 9/11 up until August 30th of 21 on active duty. And we've done really well that reaching those who served in theater and had the campaign medals. We've gotten up to about 78% of our projected numbers for those. But for those who were on active duty and didn't deploy necessarily, but still qualify, we're struggling a little bit. We're only at about 25-26%. We've spent about $25 million to date, and as you said, we've only got till June 30th to get that money out. So get those applications in. We have seen a little bit of an uptick. You know, I know, like a lot of folks, there's the procrastinators.
Yeah, right.
And they don't really start doing the paperwork till they've only got a month or a couple weeks left. So hopefully that's not the case, but if it is, we'll get them processed and we'll get them paid as long as those applications come in by June 30th. And we don't want to return that money back. We want that money to go to the veterans who deserve it and earned it with their service.
So we definitely want our service members to check in with their CVSO, or they can even go to minnesotaveteran.org and get more information about it. But either way, it's got to be done before the 30th of June. Otherwise, they're not going to get it.
That's the end of it. No application, no benefit.
Okay, guys, we've got a guest on the line. He spent 32 years as in the Minnesota National Guard and ended up as a senior enlisted advisor, the Adjutant General, another Command Sergeant Major, Doug.
That's right.
And he was elected in 2019 as the Disabled American Veterans National Commander, and he was lucky enough to be commander when the COVID hit, so he had to spend 2 years being the National Commander, and he's currently the Adjutant of the Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota, DAV of Minnesota, Butch Whitehead. Butch, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Glad to talk to you at one time in your life when you're only working one job at a time, Butch.
It's something I'm not, you know, I'm still getting used to, Tom. I haven't done this one job thing for quite a few years.
Well, you have to get re-familiar with that special person you have at home, your wife.
Exactly. Absolutely. And I'm definitely enjoying that.
There you go. Doug, today's Memorial Day. It's a special day, kind of a day we work up all year too. Of course, you and I know the guys in the room here, we think about those we've lost in the military every day and work on veterans' benefits every day, as do you. But is there something or someone special you think of on this day?
You know, there's quite a few, obviously, as we think of the special day and how we try to remember all those that we serve with, our brothers and sisters. You know, there's, you know, several people to think of, but a couple of people that are very close to me is my immediate family. You know, my dad was a trained war veteran, and I had two uncles that served in Vietnam. And today is a very special day for me to try to remember all that they taught me growing up and just remembering everything that they sacrificed to allow me to be who I am today.
And Doug, first hour we had Colonel Chaplain Buddy Wynn on, and I know you and he and Doug all served with the Red Bull who we recently lost.
You know, absolutely, Tom. You know, today is the wake or memorial for a great person, somebody that I served with for quite a few years, though. So like you mentioned, Jake was a heck of a leader, guy that dedicated his time in so many different ways of leading and developing so many of our soldiers. And to lose him the way we did, it hurts a lot.
Commissioner, these things happen all too often, don't they?
They do, and I want to thank you for mentioning Colonel Helgested. He was actually a classmate of my wife's New Prague class of 91, and so all of his fellow classmates were really shocked and saddened by his passing, and will be there in force today to represent and to remember Colonel Helgested.
So, Butch, one, it's good to hear your voice again and be able to chat with you. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, we're talking about today are all the different things going on. And, you know, Tom was giving you a hard time about only having one job now and, you know, other than taking care of family, right, spending time with your wife. But the DAV... DAV is still doing a lot of great things for our service members. And how does the DAV remember our fallen?
You know, the DAV is such a great organization. I'm so proud to be part of it. Today, you know, one of the biggest things that our members are so proud to go out there and do is put the flags at the memorials at all the cemeteries, you know, at the state cemeteries, federal cemeteries, and even at the local community ones to make sure that the family, when they go to see their loved ones, they know that they're being thought of, because in the day, one thing that's important for the DAV is to make sure that their family, they know that their loved ones are never forgotten because of their sacrifice and stuff like that. So the DAV is out there in force today and yesterday, volunteering and making sure that those cemeteries are looking good. You know, the commissioner's on here, and I know that the state cemeteries do one heck of a job, and they've done a great job for years. But I know a lot of our DAV chapters out there at all the cemeteries now, and the state of Minnesota having those two new cemeteries open up this year has been a great thing for a lot of our families.
You know, Tom, the DAV has supported Minnesota Military Radio through many, many years of us being on the air. And one of the things the DAV did was they're one of our feature sponsors for my trip to Normandy in commemoration of the 80th anniversary of D-Day. And, you know, what a great partner we have in the DAV here on Minnesota Military Radio.
And Butch, because of your help on that show, the next 3 weeks in a row, we're going to have Normandy 1, 2, and 3, three full shows from Normandy. And there's going to be a special page on Minnesota Military Radio where we're going to post those three shows plus a bonus show and some other bonus coverage and hundreds of photos. Butch, I want to thank you and DAV for helping sponsor that trip. I for one, am anxious to hear those shows and see what Doug did over there in Normandy. I know that he was thinking about doing the radio more than he was being a tourist. But, Butch, thank you very much.
Absolutely. I'm proud that you guys did that because it's such a great honor that you guys went over there to, again, continue telling the stories of those service members that went over and fought a tough, tough war, you know, and they came over. You know, I think of Lyle C. Pearson when you guys did that trip for the fact of, you know, he was a POW during World War II, came back and really got active with the Disabled American Veteran, the DAV. And I learned so much from him when I first got involved with the DAV. And the Mankato chapter is actually named after him because of everything he did. And his memory continues to live on. And the VA center down there in Mankato, the CBOC, the Community-Based Outreach Center, is actually named after Lyle as well because of all of his heroism and stuff like that. So I'm really happy that you guys went over there to continue to bring back those stories because in the 80th anniversary, there's a lot of stories that need to continue to be told. So thank you all for that.
And, Butch, before we run out of time here, you're coming up on the season for you got fishing trips and hunting trips and all kinds of activities coming up for our disabled veterans to get them out of the house.
Absolutely. You know, it's a busy time for us. You know, we have our Camp Ripley trolling for troops coming up here the first week of June. We have over 150 people between veterans and currently serving service members that will be going out in boats, either on the river or Mille Lacs or whatever lake up there by Camp Ripley. But that's only one of several. So, I mean, encourage people to go to our website. We have a lot of events coming up to sign up for and be part of.
Hey, Butch, one more thing I wanted to mention, speaking of events, and also a thank you to the DAV, is June 13th, 14th, and 15th, our Vietnam 50th anniversary commemoration event, and DAV really jumped in and took the lead on transporting veterans from all over the state and getting them to that event, as they do the same with our Veterans Day on the Hill, so really appreciate that, and it's going to help us be a huge success and honor those Vietnam veterans this June.
And for all our listeners, come on down to the Mall of America. If you're here in town, drive over. If you're out state, go to davmn.org, and they'll help you pay for transportation, get a bus, bring all your Vietnam veterans into town. Butch, we're just about out of time. I want to thank you for calling in today and for all you and DAV do to take care of our veterans.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you for having me, and never forget those that we love.
All right, Butch, great to hear your voice. Hope you have a great rest of the day. Enjoy the rest of the day and how you honor our fallen. I appreciate it. This is a special Memorial Day broadcast of Minnesota Military Radio. It's brought to you in part by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Federal Ammunition, and XL Energy. Go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com for more information. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us.
Welcome back to our special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio, brought to you in part by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Federal Ammunition, and XL Energy. Find more information at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, along with my partner from Minnesota Military Radio, Doug Wortham. And we've been in here talking with Commissioner Brad Lindsay from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Doug, we've got a special guest that calls into our show about every few weeks from the Minneapolis VA, and that is Director Pat Kelly. Director Kelly, good morning.
Tom, good morning. Brad, Doug, good morning. Nice to be on the show.
Good morning, Director. Great to hear your voice.
Good morning, Pat.
Director, I understand you're going to have a busy morning. You're going to have to go out to a special ceremony at Fort Snelling. I was out there yesterday. It was a pretty busy place, and they're all set up and ready to go for you.
Well, I've been going there for the last 11 years, and all the last 10 years I've sat out in the audience and had a nice, relaxing, nice event. This year I'm speaking, and so it's not as relaxing as it has been in years past, but, you know, the guys at the cemetery, it's just an unbelievable ceremony that they put on, you know, honoring our veterans who made the ultimate sacrifice, and it's always very professional and, you know, just very, very well done. So That's at 10 o'clock this morning, and I hope a lot of your listeners are able to make it out there, because it's always a very, very good event and an important thing to do on Memorial Day.
I would imagine that you have to give credit to your new public affairs officer, Melanie Nelson, right, signing you up for some new additional duties?
Well, you know, it's all those years she spent in the Minnesota National Guard, retired as a major, so she's a good public affairs officer and a great advocate for not only our hospital, but for veterans.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, Director, I do want to talk about the event out there, and specifically, obviously, it's Memorial Day, but there's something special about Memorial Day this year, and I'm just wondering if you might be able to talk about that a little bit.
Well, the thing that we are commemorating this year, and, you know, not uncommon, Doug, that we talk about a certain theme on Memorial Day. This year, we're commemorating D-Day, so June 6th, 1944. This is going to be the 80th anniversary of that, what's referred to as Operation Overlord, you know, where Allied troops, you know, led by the United States and Great Britain and Soviet Union, you know, went ashore in Normandy. Lots of largest amphibious assault in history still, and lots of lives lost, but a very significant and heroic foothold that they gained in France then, and really was beginning of the end of Nazi Germany. So that's the specific theme of today's event, you know, 80 years, Operation Overlord.
You know, and it's great to have that theme. If you didn't know, I just recently returned from Normandy, and we've got a series of three radio shows that'll be airing starting next weekend for 3 weeks in a row, all in commemoration of the 80th anniversary. So it'll tell that story. We'll talk about Operation Overlord and then operations thereafter that led to the success of the eventual liberation of Europe.
Well, what a great opportunity to get there and to see that firsthand. You know, we're going to celebrate the Vietnam veterans at the Mall of America, you know, later this month or first part of next month. And you know, I think this is a good opportunity again. You know, if you think about it, you know, 80 years ago was Operation Overlord. Just 20 years after that, it was the Vietnam War. So it seems like ancient history and like really a long time ago. But, you know, these were, there are not many of those veterans left anymore. There are some, but there's not many. But, you know, what a great opportunity to memorialize them and to remember them. Because those are some extraordinary heroes, right?
Yeah, they absolutely are. And, Director, we've got the Commissioner of Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs in here with us, and he's chomping at the bit right now. He really wants to talk to you about something. So, Commissioner, I'll turn it over to you.
thanks, Doug. Yeah, so Pat, good to talk to you. One of the things I know we're doing today, and maybe you can let us know a little bit more about, is the National Moment of Remembrance. Can you tell us what that is and what happens?
Yeah, so thanks, Brad. Nice talking to you. So, you know, every Memorial Day, the National Moment of Remembrance is intended to encourage all Americans to pause wherever they are at 3 p.m. local time and just give a brief two-minute moment of silence to remember those and honor those who have died in service to their nation. You know, many of us will be able to make it to a ceremony or an event somewhere. Not all, but even if you can't, that National Moment of Remembrance is intended for all Americans, and it's 2 minutes. It's 3 p.m. local time, and so that's an opportunity to, again, even if you don't have a loved one who died and killed in action in service to their nation, it's an opportunity to remember those that have, because we've all benefited, whether it was a family member or not. And so 3 p.m. today, 2 minutes. We can all do it.
Absolutely. And remembrance is what it's all about. You know, one of the things I've heard said, and I said yesterday in my speech at Preston, is, you know, a veteran dies two deaths. One, when their body actually dies and they expire, and the second one when they're forgotten. So we have to make sure that our veterans are never forgotten. On that same note, can you tell us a little bit about remembering through the Veterans Legacy Memorial?
Yeah, so that's something I only recently became aware of myself. And so our great colleagues at the National Cemeteries Administration have a what is referred to as VLM, the Veterans Legacy Memorial. And what it does is it's a way for people to remember veterans on the National Cemeteries website. And so anybody can access their online memorial, just go into va.gov /remember, and anybody can put a veteran's post onto a veteran's page, you know, some sort of a comment, some sort of a remembrance. And to date, there's been nearly 10 million veterans memorialized with an individual page on the Veterans Legacy Memorial website. So www.va.gov/remember. Check out a veteran that you know or that you're familiar with. And again, there will be some postings, and people can post themselves. And again, that's the National Veterans Legacy Memorial.
Yeah, thank you very much for that. You know, and the great thing about that is the National Cemetery Administration, you know, considers our state veteran cemeteries part of their team and part of their system. And our state veteran cemeteries are also included in the Veterans Legacy Memorial. So you can go to that exact same place. And if your veteran is buried in Preston or Little Falls or Redwood Falls or Duluth, you can enter their information, post pictures and everything else on that site. It's wonderful. So thank you for that.
Director Kelly, this is Tom again. I know you're going out to Fort Snelling soon. Do you have any final thoughts about that location and about Memorial Day?
Well, again, I have been there for the last 11 years, and it is the National Cemeteries puts on a wonderful program. And so I again, would encourage listeners to go if they can make it 10 a.m. this morning, weather permitting. I think we're going to make it. But, you know, even if you can't make it, I think this is the day, again, Memorial Day is all about remembering those veterans killed in action and service to their country. So maybe what we can best do to recognize and to memorialize and to honor that is to just think about, you know, again, maybe take that time at 3 p.m., maybe think about what you can do for your veteran or for a veteran that you might know. And, you know, I think about in our state, Tom, we've got Beyond the Yellow Ribbon companies, and we've got great veteran service organizations and county veteran service officers and lots of volunteers and caregivers. So I think maybe today, maybe people could think about a way that they can step it up a little bit and maybe even do more in again, to memorialize those that have been killed in action and to meet the needs and to serve today's veterans to honor that legacy.
Thanks for your thoughts, Director, and thanks for spending a few moments with us here on Minnesota Military Radio today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. This special Memorial Day broadcast of Minnesota Military Radio is brought to you in part by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Federal Ammunition, and Xcel Energy. You can get more information at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to this special Memorial Day edition of Minnesota Military Radio, brought to you in part by Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Federal Ammunition, and Xcel Energy. More information at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, along here with my partner from Minnesota Military Radio, Doug Wortham. Your normal programming will be back tomorrow, so don't worry. We're just in here for Memorial Day. And our special guest in the audience is in the studio this hour has been Commissioner Brad Lindsay from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Commissioner, we usually have you in for a segment or two. How does it feel to be here for an hour?
This is the marathon.
We're not beating you up too bad, are we?
No, it's terrific. Thank you.
Well, you know, and the great thing about having you in here is, well, one, this is live radio, and you do pretty good, Commissioner, being put on the spot. And, you know, we don't do editing here. This is live stuff.
Oh, thank you. I can tap dance, apparently.
We should probably mention that you've been working at the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs for many years, And we had a situation with the former commissioner. He had a health issue, had to step down. And of course, the governor had to decide, well, who am I going to make the next commissioner? And he chose you. And of course, he's telling you he's always got a couple things to work on. One is suicide prevention. The other one's homelessness.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're making some great strides, especially in the homelessness. We're kind of just gearing up in the suicide prevention. We got some additional funding last session to hire in some staff to start working that issue and kind of figuring out what we need and where we need to go and setting a roadmap for that. But homelessness, we started that effort back in 2014, and we've been ticking it right along. We're down to only two continuums of care left in the state that haven't declared a functional zero for veterans homelessness. And I'll tell you, one of those two is very, very close right now. We've been in discussions about whether we've actually hit that goal or not. And I think within the next few months, we will. And then it's a sprint to the finish then, so we can get that job done.
And there's nothing like jumping into a new job, being the commissioner of the MDVA, with three homes to open. you had a few extra things to do when you first took over.
Yeah. Construction in itself is fun. And so, yeah, we had a few delays there. And then, of course, hiring. We're trying to do a lot of hiring, a lot of growth in a very short time to make sure we can fill those homes to capacity with residents or veterans. And this summer is very busy. We got three dedication events coming up. The first one will be in Montevideo, actually on Friday. So looking forward to that.
Plenty to do with the Job Security Commissioner.
Absolutely.
We've got a special guest joining us now, and that is Congressman Tom Emmer, who was sworn into his first term of the House of Representatives on January 6, 2015, and he's currently serving his fifth term. Congressman Emmer, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Good to be with you, Tom and Commissioner.
Good morning.
Happy Memorial Day.
Tom, it is Memorial Day, and two things. You don't talk about this a lot, but I know you've got a couple of children serving in the military.
I do. I actually have a Marine who's separated now, Tom. He's just finished his first year of college.
Very good.
He served 4 years and one deployment, and I have a current Naval Academy grad who is in the middle of his SEAL training.
And Tom, I've known you for many, many years, and since you've been out in Congress, you've been working on veterans issues, and I know you've got a soft part in your heart for veterans and our military who are serving. Who or what do you think about on Memorial Day?
It's
tough one, Tom.
No, I mean, it's funny that you ask, because this morning, I think people forget why they have a three-day weekend. And I got up this morning as I was doing what I usually do in the morning to get my day started, thinking about how I'm going to go after this day and why it's important. I was reminded of my dad's uncle, who was shot down on a B-52 in 1944, I believe it was. Could have been 43, but he was shot down off the coast of Papua New Guinea. And they found the fuselage, Tom, within the last 5-6 years in about 200 feet of water. Probably the most we're going to get for closure. But I just was thinking about the sacrifice, because it's not just the loss of J.W. Jr. It was also the family that had to deal with that. So it was really interesting when we all got together to hear what they had found. But that's what I thought about this morning, Tom. And then I started thinking about all the other families, all the other people that have incredible stories of sacrifice.
And Tom, those are great opportunities to remember. And so long as we remember, they're not really gone, are they?
No. They're not gone, but they made a difference. That's why we remember, Tom.
Well, and this is the day, Memorial Day, to remember all of them who did make a difference and who have made a difference in this country to make it what it is. And we want future generations to stand up and do the same thing. Tom, my partner Doug Wortham's got a question for you here.
Yeah, speaking of making a difference, so recently you had sent a letter over to the Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough, And you asked him to clarify some hiring practices at the VA facilities for nursing assistants. And I'm just wondering if you might be able to tell us about that, give us a little update.
Yeah, no, Doug, I appreciate it because this is really common sense stuff. And I think it's something easy for the secretary to just deal with from the top down. We did send a letter last month to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, and specifically to the secretary, asking them to clarify hiring eligibility criteria for nursing assistants ages 16 to 18 in our VA healthcare facilities. I have not received a response yet, but I'm not being critical of that. I just expect that as soon as Dennis has a chance to look at it, he's going to agree with us. You know, we looked in Minnesota, and I should tell you, last year I visited, when I visited the St. Cloud VA in my district, and we met with members of their leadership meeting, they told us about the difficulties they face, which I think are nationwide. This is just St. Cloud, in finding qualified individuals to fill certified nursing assistant roles. In Minnesota, Doug, you probably know it's common for 16 to 18-year-olds to work as nursing assistants in long-term care settings like hospitals and nursing homes. But because of a lack of clarity in hiring eligibility, the VA facilities have been prevented from hiring these same individuals. And we want to take advantage of the fact that many Minnesota high schools offer nursing assistant courses where students can actually become certified nursing assistants while attending high school. This really is a common sense approach to trying to deal with this shortage of skilled labor in our VA. So, again, we sent it out last month, and we advised the Secretary, Doug, that recent reports indicate there are nursing shortages in 92% of VA healthcare facilities, and this could help with that challenge.
Congressman, this time again, I remind you, live radio, used to sit in these seats. We just got a couple minutes left, but Commissioner's got a question for you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Congressman, and I'll tell you, we feel your pain in our nursing homes with the nurses' aides and that hiring process, but so tell us about, you've been working to secure federal investment in the Minnesota Air National Guard C-130 program for many years. Can you tell us more about that effort and some of the other Minnesota-focused achievements in this year's National Defense Authorization Act?
All right, happy to do that, Commissioner. Let's keep in mind, though, that I'm one of 10, two senators and 8 representatives in the Minnesota delegation, and I would say that as a group, there has been a effort to secure these things. When it comes to funding directly to Minnesota service members that supports, for instance, our Minnesota National Guard, the 2024 NDAA included funding for 4 new C-130Js for the 133rd Airlift Wing of the Minnesota Air National Guard. And it also included funding for the Abrams Tank Upgrade Program, which provides tanks to the Minnesota National Guard. Those are two specific ones, Commissioner. But as you probably know, our big focus was, and it's even more so in the coming NDAA, to try and modernize our military and take care of our men and women in uniform. The FY24 NDAA actually boosted service members' pay and benefits and started the process. We got a long way to go, but it started the process to improve the quality of life for our military families. As you know, Commissioner, it included a 5.2% pay raise, which was the largest in over 20 years, a monthly bonus to help junior enlisted members struggling with inflation, modifications to the basic allowance for housing to help service members deal with soaring rent prices. It extends military recruitment and retention bonuses. It improves access to mental health outpatient visits for active duty family members and children. And it expanded mental health counseling options for service members transitioning to the private sector. And those are just a few, Commissioner, but I think they are some of the most significant that were included in the FY24 NDAA. Look for the next NDAA to build on the improvement of the quality of life issues.
Congressman, this is Tom Lyons again. As I reminded you, it's live radio, and we're out of time. Appreciate you calling in today. You know how these things work. When we get towards the end here, we run out of time, and they buzz us off. Hope you have a great Memorial Day, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you to all of you, and never forget.
Yes, sir. Commissioner, thanks for joining us. The hour went quickly. Appreciate you coming down and spending some time with us. For our listeners, hour three is coming up, and our special guest in the studio will be Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey. We're going to talk to Lieutenant General John Jensen from Washington, D.C., Senator Amy Klobuchar, and Governor Tim Walz. Is going to be another busy hour, Doug.
Yeah, it always is, but it's great. It's good fun to do this live radio show, this special Memorial Day broadcast of Minnesota Military Radio. I want to remind everybody it's brought by, in part, by Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, Federal Ammunition, and Xcel Energy. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.